he's off camera, but like he comes up into the shot like he just was on his knees.
Oh.
And he turns around and he's like, smiles to the camera. And Odell Beckham looks as if though he's adjusting his pants.
Steve, I have exclusive behind the scenes audio of the last time P. Diddy was in studio.
Gotta definitely write a song about how we do not diddle kids. Do not diddle kids, it's no good diddling kids.
There is no quicker way for people to think that you are diddling kids than by writing a song about it.
You gotta write a song that says, ooh, I wouldn't do it with anybody younger than my daughter. I don't know, little kids gotta be big, older than my wife, older than my daughter, something like that.
Don't write a song about that.
No.
Hey everybody. Welcome back to Inappropriate. I'm Jim.
I'm Steve.
And today, this episode is all about
P. fucking Diddy. Jim and I have been on this story for probably 2 months.
We have been investigative journalists.
Yes.
Just waiting for this to drop. Like, we knew it was boiling, and we were going to put something out, what, like 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago?
Yeah,
we were like, no, something's going
to
happen.
We had shit written down to talk about this, and then now fucking Diddy fucking did it.
He forced our hand.
Yes. If you haven't watched, there is a video of P. Diddy's house getting raided, and they are fucking going fucking wild in his house looking for stuff. And we're going to talk about it all. First off, did you like Diddy?
I always thought he was kind of like an arrogant asshole.
Uh-huh.
You couldn't escape Diddy when he first came out. But I always thought he was kind of just an asshole. So mm-hmm. I mean, personally, I never thought it, like, Diddy's a cool guy, but you couldn't escape his music.
I am a firm believer. I probably should wait to the end for this, but I'm a firm believer that he killed Biggie. After hearing how much of a fucking animal he is,
I think it's not within
his realm of possibility to get bigger to kill Biggie. If it happens, you heard it here first. I swear to God.
You started hearing shit from Diddy a couple years ago about he was just a tyrant.
Yes, and you heard odd things from like 50 Cent.
Oh, 50 Cent has been on him for a while.
Yeah, 50 Cent always called him fruity, like saying how he would want to take him shopping. I'm going to take you shopping, pay for your shit, and you...
Yeah, okay.
You owe me something. If I took you shopping, what would you think?
I mean, there is a subservient quality to a grown man taking another grown man shopping and paying for his shit.
Yeah.
You know,
Yeah. If you said to Nicole, I'm going to take you shopping, it would be nothing. It would be just like another Thursday. But if I said, Jim, I'm going to take you shopping, it would be a fucking weird thing.
I would feel like I'd owe you a handy in the back of the dumpsters or something. Let's just start off by saying allegations.
Yeah, it's all allegations. It's not true.
Well, it's not that it's not true.
Well,
it's just allegations at this point. It hasn't been proven.
Dude, I've never had to actually talk about a thing where I like, there is the small possibility that we could get sued by saying the wrong thing.
right. So, you know, all these are just allegations at this point.
Now, I will say, Diddy flew to Barbados.
He didn't do himself any favors.
Yeah.
And he just sold one of his companies, his black-owned TV company.
Yeah.
He quietly sold that last month.
Yeah. So
he knew something's coming down the pike.
And if you escape the company, it doesn't do yourself any favors.
The crazy thing is, the conspiracy theories are already popping up. And one of them is kind of loosely, it doesn't tie him to like Epstein, but it kind of compares him, because I think one of the allegations is that he has video cameras hidden all throughout his house.
Oh, I'm sure he does.
To catch, you know, people doing things they shouldn't be doing. And he holds...
Or just to watch it.
Watch it. But I also think that he was... he used it as blackmail. Same thing that Jeffrey Epstein did.
Okay, yeah.
And then that way he could hold power over these people.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them were his rap artists that he was bringing on.
Do you know, I think probably if I was like filthy rich like P. Diddy, I would probably do the same thing.
Oh my God. Who am I sitting across from? Son of a bitch.
I don't know. I would feel like, you know what? What else are you going to do? You might as well blackmail me.
And that's kind of, well, to finish my point is that the conspiracy theories are that the police, the FBI, they all knew what he was up to, same way that they all knew that what Epstein was up to.
Uh-huh.
And the raid of his house isn't necessarily for discovery of evidence. It's to find what they're going to withhold.
What do you mean?
Like, so, like, they're, because they could be implemented as well. So,
the government,
like the FBI, the police, like, because he was a big name.
Okay.
And same way that Jeffrey Epstein was protected for so long.
You were almost on a first name basis with him.
The conspiracy, straight conspiracy at this point, is that there are higher ups within the government that kind of was in on this to a certain degree. So that raid is more to like get the evidence, but it's more of suppressing what they find as opposed to kind of let it come out
in another way.
So if nothing ever comes of this, maybe that conspiracy will hold a little more weight.
I feel like you can't withhold a lot of information because you saw the raid. I always wonder, like, that's probably the easiest job in the world, like running in on that stuff, because you know he's not home and you know he's not Osama bin Laden. You're just tearing apart his shit.
But like going to a drug dealer's house, who may have it booby trapped and shit.
Watching the videos of the house after the raid, Diddy has small feet.
His small feet?
He has small ass feet. They have his shoe collection, like, all lined up.
Size 7.5.
Dude, I swear to God, it's probably that. It is small.
Intern, how tall is P. Diddy? He's 5'10", so he's probably 5'8". It's listed as 5'10".
You subtract 2 inches automatically?
Well, you know.
No. I agree.
I mean, I have a 10-inch cock.
What's the average, like, for someone to be tall? What is the measurement? Like, do you consider me tall? I'm somewhere between 6 foot and 6 foot one. That's tall, right?
I'm 5'9", so yeah, 6'2" is tall. But like for somebody to walk in a room and me go, that son of a bitch is tall, I think it's like 6'4", 6'5" is when you start going, this motherfucker's tall.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. But Diddy is not tall. And his feet are fucking small. I mean, it could have been just the angle of the shoes, but it's you know how it's like you're watching the video and you're seeing they're panning through the house and they have safes open.
He has a size 9 shoe.
Oh, he's the smallest feet. What, dude? I swear to God, it's the first fucking thing I noticed was like he's got lady feet. Yeah. It was so many shoes, and I was like, God damn, they look like baby shoes.
You hang from your rearview mirror in your car. Okay, let's get on to this. Now that this is all coming to light, you know what kind of is just icky about, like, just stands out for me, aside from all the shit that we're going to get into, is the Justin Bieber.
Yes, yes.
And how Justin was like 14, 15 years old, and he's hanging out with Diddy.
Yeah.
Taking him shopping.
Yeah. Yep. See? Controlling.
Spending the night at his house. Have you seen the video of, it was a New Year's Eve party, Diddy was filming, and Odell Beckham was next to him?
No.
So it's like...
I think Odell Beckham's always on that. Like,
okay, so the video is very questionable. It's taken, obviously, from like a cell phone, and Diddy's, you know, on like that hand in the air, selfie shot video. And it's New Year's Eve. They're at like this, it looks like a club. It could be his house, but it's like, obviously there's loud music, there's lights, but it's just him. And then he kind of pans over, you know, maybe 2 feet. And there's Odell Beckham looking down at his belt. About 2 seconds later, Justin Bieber comes up from
Odell's belt,
the area, like off, he's off camera. But like he comes up into the shot like he just was on his knees. Oh. And he turns around and he's like, smiles to the camera. And Odell Beckham looks as if though he's adjusting his pants. It's inconclusive what was actually going on, but it was very odd that Justin comes up from literally being out of shot. It's all questionable, but looks bad. On YouTube. Yeah. You can Google it. Just Google P. Diddy, Odell Beckham, Justin Bieber.
Diddy had at first Usher with him. I don't think there's any allegations that...
No, there are.
There are?
Yes.
Okay.
Because Usher was pretty young when Diddy...
Yes, he was 14 when Diddy found him. And then he got conservatorship. He was his parent, basically. Oh, wow.
I didn't know that.
He was in Diddy's house all the time.
He was like a playmate to Hugh Hefn's.
Yes.
Castle.
Yes. Yes, he was the Holly Madison or whatever her name is. And then he brings Justin Bieber along... And then Justin Bieber is in the house with them. I think his parents were a little bit more involved.
He was passed around Hollywood, it seems like.
Yeah.
He was very overly sexualized. As a common person who doesn't have any inside knowledge to what goes on, you know, in Hollywood, you've always heard of how disgusting Hollywood is.
Yeah.
And how perverse it is. And you go, yeah, okay. But now I think within the last 5 years, we are starting to really understand how deep it goes again. Like how much the pedophilia, you know, ran rampant in Hollywood.
Fucking crazy.
And
Diddy's not only accused of like pedophilia. It's a lot of other things.
It's absolutely insane.
Yeah.
The shit that he is accused of.
I think it all starts off with Gina Wynn.
Okay.
And Gina Wynn said that I think she was married to Diddy. He saw that she was texting some other dude on her phone. So he just fucking stomped her. Like kept stomping her stomach, stomping her in the face.
Holy shit. And did he get arrested for that?
No, he never got arrested. So all these allegations are coming out because there was like this period of time where the government allowed people who had sexual assault within like a certain time frame to file a case, no matter what the longevity of it was, like the statute of limitations, they were like, all right, we're going to charge these people. And Diddy had four women come out. Gina Wynn was one of them. He got her pregnant and offered her like thousands of dollars to like terminate her pregnancy. She ultimately did terminate the pregnancy. And he never paid her
any money. Why is that? That's kind of the same story.
Dude, like, it's who the was Vince that?
The Vince McMahon.
Yeah. There was Casey Ventura who said that he would force her to have sex with male escorts or other rappers or people he was bringing up.
I have heard that one.
He would bring her up. She like then started to feel uncomfortable. She was so scared of him because of the sexual abuse, the emotional abuse that she would do. To scare her, he would make her carry his gun like in her purse just to be like, I'll kill you whenever I want and you're going to carry the weapon that's going to kill you. Just as some kind of like emotional abuse.
God damn.
It's fucking crazy the shit that he had. And she was the one that was texting Kid Cudi.
Okay, that story is fucking wild.
And this is why I think he killed Biggie. Because Kid Cudi was up and coming and all that stuff. And Diddy blew up his fucking
blew
car.
Blew up Kid Cudi's car. And I think I remember hearing, it wasn't a huge story, but I remember hearing that Kid Cudi's car got blown up.
Yeah.
And I never heard anything else, but I always thought, it's kind of your cars just don't blow up. And Kid Cudi doesn't, he's not like in the mix of like a gangster rapper or seemingly tied up in any you know, group. He was just, you know, Kid Cudi.
Yeah.
It makes a lot of sense.
And this is why I think he killed Biggie. but it is wild the fact that like he tried to pull fucking Godfather Part Two and blow up his fucking girlfriend's boyfriend's car.
One of the names that has been tossed around in this lawsuit now, one of the producers, they call him Little Rod. Mm-hmm. And Rodney Jones Jr., a producer that somehow got tied up with with Diddy. In the complaint, he says Diddy sexually harassed him. He drugged him and he threatened him for like more than a year. And then with that complaint, Cuba Gooding Jr. is tied up in this complaint.
We're about to find out.
not the good side. Rodney claims that Cuba began touching, groping, and fondling his legs, his upper inner thighs near his groin, and the small of his back near his buttocks and his shoulders while they were on a yacht rented by Diddy. Producer said that Diddy was grooming him to just pass him off to his friends. And when he introduced him to Cuba, he suggested that Cuba get to know Mr. Jones better. He said he rejected Cuba's advances. He rejected his advances, but the actor did not stop until Mr. Jones forcibly pushed him away.
Hollywood's a wild place.
It is absolutely disgusting. Filthy, like bottom barrel scraping fucking just pus off the bottom of a fucking pimple.
So if you're what's that guy's name? Rob?
Rod.
Little Rod. Little Rod. So if you're Little Rod, at what point do you say to yourself, being famous isn't worth it?
Diddy's been big since 92. I don't know when his first songs
once
came
out. Once Biggie died.
As a producer or anyone trying to make it, anything associated with Diddy, you're like, fuck it, I made it. Yeah. Right? So he probably was cool. And then
Diddy's like you're trying
blowing
to
up
to that next
fucking
level.
Cars. You know, like Diddy could be like, you fucking roll out. I'm just going to kill you. And people believed him. Yeah. Just much like Suge Knight, you know, that motherfucker will just kill you.
Yeah, like there's a point where you just got to be like, fuck, I got to listen to whatever this guy says. Like,
right. It's not like you could just go.
Not like it's just your career. It's your life you're worried about.
Yeah. I mean, those two things were mixed. It wasn't like you had the music industry and then P. Diddy goes home. It's the whole thing. Remember that fucking game show we used to have, like making the band or like some weird shit where you had like group? All those people probably got passed around.
Dude, I know. It's crazy to think like nowadays, all that shit that you watched on TV, there was a dark side to fucking all of it.
Yes.
All of it was fucking crazy.
I've read this one story. It was under a subreddit of people kind of telling stories of how they were loosely had interactions with Diddy.
Uh-huh.
And this guy said that him and his partner had a small like recording studio that at one point Diddy came through. And so they were like, we made it. You know what I mean? Diddy's recording our studio. Yeah. His partner could not get Diddy's monitor sound the way that Diddy wanted it. And Diddy shut the whole thing down, ran out of the recording booth with a gun, and Diddy's bodyguard with a gun pointed it to his face and screamed at him until he got the sound right.
Dude, it's fucking wild.
It's like the fucking Wild West.
Dude, it is crazy that people can act like that.
You have so much money, and because you have so much money, you have the power, you have all these hangers on, right? So you're a posse, and the people that are willing to do whatever that you say to kind of go up in the proverbial ranks of that group.
Yeah.
So you could have some dude who's been a gang member all his life, doesn't value much, you know, and he's like, fuck, I'm hanging with Diddy. And Diddy says, you know, go pop that motherfucker.
Yeah. What's he's your fucking chief financial officer.
Right. Motherfucker, go kill him. And then, you know what I mean? Like, now he's tied. Like, I think, and when you're coming maybe from that culture to where that's how you handle shit, just because now you have money doesn't mean you handle shit any differently.
No.
Now you get more bold.
It is like you all of a sudden you get all this money and you're still the same person that you've always been. So you just now have the fucking financial ability to just do whatever fuck you want.
And now you're making a lot of people a lot of money.
Yeah.
So you're making people that are, I hate using the word important because that's kind of shitty, but like important people within the executive business and the music business, you're making a lot of people money at TV stations, radio stations, and all those people have connections. So there's so many people that are spending and relying on the money that you're bringing in. that you're the cash cow that gets protected. Fuck everybody else that gets blown up in correct. Your wake.
Yeah.
So you're just almost like emboldened to
act that way. Yeah, because you're... There's the ripple effect that goes out if you go down and all these people lose this stuff.
Right.
So all these people want to protect you to make sure that you can do that. And that only like inflates your ego and
nobody says no to Diddy. Like, I mean, obviously, even if you wanted to, you couldn't.
He's like bend over this fucking summer bed. Like he paid like an 8-figure settlement. Gina Wynn, but then he denies it, and that's his right because he paid it out of court. If anyone ever pays anything out of court, do you automatically think they're guilty? I always do, but
yeah. Although I try to understand that that's, but it does make you look guilty. Like if you're famous and some person says you did something, and whether you did it or not, the fact that your publicist and everyone's going to tell you if you go to court, your name in the headlines is going to be Joe Schmo, rape charges.
Yeah.
Court, blah, blah, blah. So even if you win in court, like there's that long, drawn out, it's going to be all the time. And even if you win, people will probably go, well, that's because he had better lawyers. He could afford better lawyers. You know what I mean? True. Like you almost can't win. So if you're like, fuck it, pay it off. But I do feel like if I was in that position and I was falsely accused, I would clear my name somehow.
Yeah.
And I would not pay it off.
Yeah. Like if you had nothing to worry about, if you were completely innocent of what it is, I feel like you kind of just go to court and roll the dice. I feel like the person who's innocent may win like 60-40. I don't know.
It's like, say you're...
Or you could wipe it under the rug by paying $12 million and you're a billionaire.
Versus having to go to court, because you're going to have to go to court.
Yeah.
Just like the... Your favorite trial of the last couple of years.
Yeah, Johnny Depp.
Right. Now everybody knows she shits on someone's bed. Right? You know what I mean? Like, I think she would probably not want that out.
Instead, that is true.
Everything comes out because it's no whole barred, right?
Like, I can't wait for the Netflix movie to come out for that.
It's going to be a cartoon animation.
I don't even like that really bad, like Ren and Stimpy cover. Like,
and you see shit and she's just piling up shit. Like it's up to the ceiling. Yeah. Johnny Depp walks in.
I read a story about Diddy about the white parties. Diddy would throw these humongous parties and everyone wore white.
Did he start that? Or
you've never thrown a white party?
No, I think it's kind of racist.
I've never. Diddy would throw these white parties and people would know there's a time to leave that party.
There's two parties in one.
If I stay, I'm going to witness things that I don't want to see. So I'd rather have plausible deniability and walk out of this bitch, which is exactly what I would do.
Maybe you're across the pool sitting, kind of hiding because you want to check it out. But then did he like catch you out of the corner of his eye? And he's like, you get over here. Next thing you know, you're getting passed around.
I feel like I got to go to the bathroom and then not come back. Say you're at a party. You're sitting by the pool. Drinks are flowing. It's a great time. When would you say like an after-hour party would start? 1 a.m.?
Well, see, I think 2 when bars close, because I think that's when people normally like, if you're at a party and it's a good party, as an adult, as a kid, like you'd party till 4 a.m. But as an adult, about 2 o'clock, about 1:30, 2 o'clock, you're like, all right, because after that, man, shit gets fucking weird anyway.
So it's like 1:45 and you're sitting there and you're like, man, this is a good-ass party. And then you just start to see. And you're like, why are there a whole bunch of little kids around?
Oh, Diddy's over in the corner, slow stroking it,
licking his lips,
just staring at everyone, not saying a word.
Like you would have to leave. I mean, would you stay and then witness it and then be the like person that tells everybody? It sucks because you're like this. You're witnessing a crime and you're not going to fucking say anything.
Because then you get tied up into this. Well, you're on the flight logs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter when you left the island.
What were you doing there? Were you the person that was doing all this stuff and just wanted to throw Diddy under the bus?
And you witnessed a crime? You know? Yeah. Well, why didn't you say anything unless you're part of it? Yeah. I'd roll out too.
I would take my wife and I'd be like, all right, we're going to Diddy's party. And we'd go there, you know, wearing fucking white linen clothes or whatever.
My face be all washed out, pal. You know what I mean? I look horrible and all white.
Have some drinks.
I'd probably spill some coffee on the way.
Yeah. I would definitely spill something on myself. Justin Bieber's showing up and he's 12. And then probably like 1:45, my wife would be like, all right, it's time to go. And I would say, I don't want to go. I'm having too much fun.
Beer bongs in the pool.
Yeah. I was like, they said there's going to be so many beer bongs in this pool house outside.
They got a pinata at 2:15.
And then she dragged me out of the house. And then the next day I would be like, thank you for dragging me out of the house. I was out of control.
She's dragging you out. And you're like, Diddy, I love you. Best party ever.
You didn't kill Biggie.
I can't go as far as to say that there's any evidence that I would, that I feel like he killed Biggie.
So there's zero evidence.
Except when he remade that fucking Led Zeppelin song.
To get these toes off my toes.
I think that's all the evidence we need.
The Godzilla movie?
Yeah.
Like, why that, do you say that? Why do you say that?
At that point, that guy is fucking guilty of something.
Dude, that's one of E-Rock's favorite songs.
God, that's such a horrible song. So bad.
Because, well, it's like, as soon as Biggie died, Diddy came out with
that Sting song.
The Sting Missing song. You. And it was like, it put him on the map. It just made him,
you couldn't listen to the radio for 15 minutes.
He was always the person that's in the airplane hangar, like dancing behind Biggie. Biggie's there with his cane, and then he's dancing behind him, which is definitely the thumbnail.
Yeah, check out. You know what's weird off topic about these thumbnails that I spend so much time on every week is that depending on the podcast player you listen, you may not see it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I believe it's only Spotify and Apple. So if you're listening on some of the other ones, you just have a regular thumbnail. So if you want to see all these great thumbnails that I do for every episode.
Inappropriate with Jim and Steve on Facebook and Instagram.
What was the guy who was always with?
Mace.
Mace. What does he have to say about this shit? Has he said anything?
I don't know if he said anything particular, but Mace only, he became like a reverend or something. Like, I think he saw too much shit. Like,
of course he did.
He saw more than what he wanted to see and was like, I'm bowing out. And I think also Shine.
Find Jesus.
Shine. Only
Shine.
He was like one of, like, kind of like Mace. You know.
Oh, okay.
He only did one album and it was out.
Oh,
and now,
yeah.
And later he states, like, I only wanted to do one album in the music business and get out. So I don't know. Maybe he just saw some shit too and was like, fuck
that's
it.
That's fucking bullshit.
Now there's a new slang. And have you heard it? It's called No Diddy.
No.
It now replaces the slang No Homo. And it's trending on Twitter.
That is awesome.
So if you start seeing hashtag No Diddy, keep in mind it's replacing No Homo. Yeah. And if you don't know what No Homo means, I think it's just when a dude is referencing something that could be
homosexual
nature. Yeah, like me and my boy staying at a hotel, no homo.
You Jim know. And I sleeping in the same bed, right. No Diddy.
I giving out hand jobs, no homo. So Diddy went to Barbados, and I'm going to sound like an ignorant American, but is that in American territory, Barbados?
I don't think so.
For Diddy to like get up and roll. Right, yeah. Like, I mean, he was seemingly gone in a flash.
Roll to Guam.
Right, but I don't think he's just going to Key West, right? Yeah. Like, he's going somewhere where he can't be touched. Yeah.
There's probably no extradition there. There's probably,
right.
Like, all kinds of
I feel like he has his backup plan. And if that is true, did he just stay there? Like, can you just...
Wouldn't you?
Well, yes, if I'm guilty of the shit that he's being accused
of. Like Roman Polanski.
Right. But does he get to live out his life there? Like, everyone knows where he's at. Maybe not exactly, but they know where he's at.
I mean, I'm sure that, I mean, I don't know the extradition laws, but I mean, if I was him, I would try. Like, he didn't go there by accident. You know what I mean? Like,
no.
He picked where he was going and he's rich enough to where he could go anywhere in the world and buy a house.
So it's seemingly a very strategic move.
I think so.
Everything that he built is done. Yeah. Crashed and burned. Like, his reputation is just...
Yeah, R. Kelly's waiting for him. Right.
I mean, R. Kelly actually looks like a good dude compared to P. Diddy. It's insane. This all started with, like, Cat Williams, right? Like, he Cat said Williams. 2024... Cat all Williams these motherfuckers are going down.
Yes. He 100% said Diddy was going to go down in 2024. Yes.
So we're only in the beginning of April.
Yeah.
Who else goes down this year?
I don't know.
Okay, so
I can't think of anyone.
Here is who I think could be on that list. Mm-hmm. Jay-Z and Beyonce.
So I wanted to initially say Jay-Z, but I was like, not going to. I was like, nah. Do you feel like if he was like a Diddy kind of person, she would have stayed with him?
I don't think they're going down in that regard, but okay, there's something else. Okay, okay, you know, I'm not saying like diddlers like or you're, like you're sexual assault. Like
he could have cheated on her.
If you're looking at the entertainment industry, who are the huge people? You have obviously Taylor Swift, which I still think she probably has a couple good years in her before the you know the higher ups take her down. You know what I mean? But like Jay-Z and Beyonce have had their time. And everyone says, if you're that big, you're making deals with the devil.
Yeah.
And whoever the devil is, I guess you can figure it out later. But like, you're not going to be that big for that long without making deals with the devil.
So do you think time to pay like the piper? Big producers could be going at like Dr. Dre. I don't feel like Dr. Dre.
I really hope not. I like Dre. Not.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you for hanging out. Next week, we have a hell of a show because... We have a whole list of shit that we could have talked about today, but Diddy just, Diddy did it. Did he do it? Diddy did it.
Diddy did it? He did it.
Actually, Steve, you know what? We broke a promise to our listeners.
We wouldn't be sad.
That we wouldn't talk about pedophiles or some other weird shit.
I was thinking, I was going to say it in the beginning. Sorry, people guys. Keep diddling kids and we keep talking about it.
All right, guys, thanks a lot. Hang out with us next week. And if you are new here, check back some of the other episodes. Fill in your time or inappropriate. I am Jim.
I am Steve.
And we will hopefully see you next week.